Hello, today is Friday, August 3rd, 2012, and I'm going to share about my journal entries for this day. Up at 8 o'clock in the morning, I was down to the restaurant at 8:15, and we had a daily bread meeting near the pool and restaurant. I shared my daily bread on Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse B. It was so beautiful here, but we also we tried to avoid the tap water and brushing our teeth with bottled water only, and avoiding eating uncooked vegetables. The hotel is definitely 5-star, maybe 6. The cost is $300 American per night double occupancy and $260 per night single occupancy. I met a Spanish man who was working for the European Union. There are flowers, a great panorama of the city, a pool with a covered veranda, a weight room, and lots of security, etc. I like our delegation. We are unique. All other groups are homogeneous. We are a group of 11 consisting of Koreans, Americans, Afro-Americans, and we're also related by faith and not by blood. Jesus brings all kinds of people together as one under the cross. We decided that we were going to wait for the airplane back to Entebbe. Even if we took a bus, we would be worn out, and it would take 12 hours, and we'd also have to go through border crossings. So we concluded that we will have our own little Bible conference in Rwanda. So this morning we had a daily bread meeting at 10 a.m., and at 10 a.m. we will have a group Bible study and impromptu message by Dr. James Rabchuk. The sessions will be held in our apartment in the hotel. Of course, we would love to be at the conference, but the fact is we are here, and we can't go anywhere, and God is sovereign. He obviously wants us to pray for this African nation of Rwanda. After the daily bread meeting, we prayed and proceeded to eat a delicious breakfast buffet. It was all there, fruit, coffee, mangoes, pineapples, omelets, very delicious, just like our conferences for UBF conferences. I tried to eat only peeled fruit and no dairy. After breakfast, we prepared for our mini Bible conference. We started out with a lively group Bible study at our hotel room, and it was led by Pastor Ron. It was on Mark 9, verses 14 to 29. After the message, we held a short message on the passage delivered by Dr. James, and he basically gave a personal testimony on how faith and prayer make a difference in his life, especially as he cared for his son Joey throughout his life from different issues that happened. After the message, we prayed and took some pics and made our way to the restaurant for lunch again. It was delicious, lots of everything. Very healthy. We had Coca-Cola in old-fashioned bottles, and we had some good conversation, and I went to video the area of the hotel, and I saw some native cranes like peacocks. I hope the videos turn out so I can post them and so the kids can see our trip. They had two swimming pools, manicured gardens, two clay tennis courts. And afterwards, we also discovered that there is talk about KLM hiring Rwandair to fly us to Entebbe. I heard there were arguments in the lobby with the passengers. I was happy with my experience in Rwanda. It was amazing to stay in the hotel. All people were smiling and friendly, and the Rwandan people were shorter, small-framed, and it was very happy people. One waitress came to our lunch table and quietly said, "Can I serve you?" She was so humble and truly grateful to serve us. My heart melted, and they are very beautiful. May God raise up servants of God to love and to serve the people of Rwanda. In the hotel room, I stretched out after 2:30 p.m. with no news about our departure, and I went down to work out in the gym. And I was there 10 minutes, and Pastor Ron stated, "We have to go immediately." Oh, well, I tried. It was so hard to just sit and eat and fly. I hope I can get opportunities to exercise in the future. We have to get to the lobby as soon as possible, but we were in line, and they were so very slow. I got into the lobby at 2:45 p.m., and we finally got on the plane and flew by 6:30 p.m. We crowded into the bus, and we drove to the Kigali Airport, and we had to go through customs, and they had all the proper scanning, but it was just so slow, and there was lineups everywhere. One Dutch man, who called himself the General, was arguing with the attendant and got his way to the front of the line. Once again, everything went smoothly, and there was lots of security, even young men with machine guns. They appeared innocent, young, and friendly, and yet standing there with machine guns. All people were friendly. There was no hint of crime or violence, etc. We were finally shuttled via a bus across the tarmac to Rwanda airplane. It was a fully modern aircraft, professional. And I had some prejudice that any airline that had to do with Rwanda was poor quality and could not be trusted, but I was wrong. Though the airport was drab and small and outdated, it was functional and maintained well. And we were up in the air, and it took 40 minutes to fly to Entebbe. We landed at Entebbe Airport, and I was amazed that I was at the same airport where Idi Amin Dada was at. And it was a place where there was a raid in Entebbe, and here I was. A little surreal. Went through customs. I paid $50 for my visa. We all waited for our taxi, and we finally made it to Uganda at 8:40 p.m. We were sitting in the airport. It must have been 40 hours since I last left my home in DeKalb. It was such a hard journey, but I wouldn't have missed it for the world. But our troubles were still not over. We got to the exit, and there was no KLM representative to help us to get our transportation. The representative in Kigali promised that KLM would pay for our transport at the conference center, to the conference center. Pastor Ron and Abraham and Dr. James talked with the KLM representative, and they did not want to do it, but they ended up phoning Rwanda, and the KLM rep said that he did promise, and they agreed and sent two SUVs, and we spent an hour and a half in that airport lobby. It was fun, actually. Our group was sitting around with three other people. We shared Pop-Tarts, beef jerky, and we drank water and trail mix. We ate trail mix. I talked with an old German guy who had lived there in Uganda for 8 years. Another Ugandan liked the beef jerky, and there was another American who liked the Pop-Tarts. It was fun, but very uncomfortable. Then we traveled for 40 minutes to the conference site, and it was a training center. The roads were rough, and there were dangerous drivers. The sides of the roads were shops and music and lots of people. It was like a continuous 20 miles of ghetto shops, cheap, overcrowded strip malls, and unplanned and definitely unsafe. They were selling everything from shoes to bush meat, I think, and there were fires every so often, people grilling on the fires at night, and I think it looked like there was open-air gambling on plastic tarps, and every so often it appeared that there was a small church service going on in a rundown storefront shop, and it was a sea of humanity milling around in the dimly lit night, and there was no streetlights. It was, I would love to walk along there and experience it all, but I cannot. There, you know, there's like, I don't know what kind of situation it is for safety, and I wouldn't have the time anyway, but it was sure interesting to see all of it. And we can even see a van blaring out Christian hymns. And we finally got to the Loweza Training Center and Conference Center run at 10 o'clock p.m. It was run by the Church of Uganda. It was a serene and natural environment for conferences, and I'm looking forward to exploring the grounds tomorrow. When we arrived, they were just finishing off Africa Mission Night, and there was a loud cheering and joyful drums and singing. It was so joyful. I'm sorry that I missed it, but there was there will be another joyful opportunity, I'm sure. I volunteered to watch the bags while others caught the last 10 minutes of the program, and I chugged down a Slim Fast and journaled. After the program, I met Missionary Isaac, John Park, Joseph and Esther Chung, Wesley Yoon, and many others, and it was like a family reunion. But we were not supposed to shake hands, but we were shaking hands anyway. Sarah Kim brought medical gloves to wear at the airport, and she gave out 10 pairs. I don't know if that was, if we needed them at all. I didn't wear mine. I'm rooming with Pastor Ron Ward and Jim Rapchuk, and we each have a bed with no mosquito netting. With mosquito netting. Sorry, we need mosquito netting. A little crowded and no light in the room and slightly run down, but it is a room. I mean, there's a light, but no bedside light, you know, for reading or whatever. It's a good conference. It's a good conference center, definitely. And built and maintained by those with a spirit of Christian mission in their hearts. I think it was built in 1982. At the end of the day, I got to sit in the front of the office, and I journaled, and I also got to meet people. And I also interviewed two young disciples, Fred and James. What a great interview. It will surely move many hearts. And I also could interview the hostess there who was working the night shift. So you can look on my website to see that, the interview. All righty.